Welcome to another episode of Yoga Biz Camp. Today I've got my good friend and fellow consultant, Nina Israel from Taran Financial. We're going to have a bit of a party together because she's even going to sing a Yoga Biz Camp jingle. Enjoy. Welcome, Nina, to Yoga Biz Camp. We have talked about this forever, and I finally got you on here. And I feel lately this podcast has turned out into me hanging out with my friends.
Yay! I'm a friend!
big time.
That's the best part. That's the best part. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. This is Nina from Taran Financial. She is a certified business coach. She is in my world. We were in the whole. Oh, you were actually one of the instructors in my certification course. I just realized that. And you had the worst homework. You stressed us out so much. We were like, I remember having meetings with everybody behind the scenes trying to sort out our homework. What the hell is it was like one of those trick question homeworks. It was terrible.
I'm a mean math teacher. No, I was teaching you how to fish, people.
Let me just read from your website, Nina. Nina uses a holistic approach to your financial well-being. Nina has been empowering small business owners and entrepreneurs to better manage their cash flow, improve efficiency, and increase their financial wellness for over 25 years. From garbage bags filled with receipts, yes, literally, I know that one, to absolutely no receipts, she has heard it all, seen it all, and she's not scared of your books. She knows that it's never as bad as you think. She has saved her clients thousands of dollars and, more importantly, countless hours of wasted time. She's nodding right now. Numbers, your numbers are key to managing the success of your business and your personal finance. Nina will not only give you control of all your numbers, but she will also help you understand what they actually mean. You will always know where you stand financially, and you will feel empowered to make sound money decisions. Your financial resiliency will soar.
Boom, little rocket emoji.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. It took us about 20 minutes to get on with technical difficulties today,
but
we made it. Not your fault, technology. I'm super happy to have you here. Nina, you speak the real folks language when it comes to numbers. And can you tell me a little bit about your journey to how you got to where you are now? And why are you in the fitness industry and serving the people that you do?
So basically, short answer, fitness saved my life.
Okay.
So I will devote my life to helping everyone in the fitness industry.
Do you feel like expanding on that, or you want to keep it as a
tag? Should we keep the mystery? No, absolutely. I will tell you, but I'm dating myself, so just be prepared. Went through a very dark period in my life about 20 years ago and felt very lost. And I remember specifically not having control of my mind, not having control of my emotions, and thinking to myself, I do have control of my body. And I walked into a gym and I walked up to a stair master. And I remember step 30 minutes, and I felt a little better. And I went back. Next thing, I am in step class and I'm doing the moves and I am in boxing. I am in yoga. Oh, my love. And then I'm training for a triathlon, and it just kept getting better and better and better. Fitness saved my life. As soon as I started gaining that physical strength, the mental strength started coming back and the emotional strength started coming back.
And I feel that I think anybody that goes to a yoga or any yoga studio owner listening or potential studio owner listening, it's that feeling that you leave with.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter actually which one you're doing, but if you're leaving feeling better, that's the whole goal.
It is, because it just went to every part of my life. I would be looking at my closet. And I know it doesn't look like now, but I would be trying to think of, what do I wear today? And I get stressed out. And then I'd be like, breathe. And I do my deep breathing from yoga. And next thing, all is okay in the world.
So that's your why. What's your journey? What's the number journey? The number journey
is I was that weird kid that was really freaky good in math. So I didn't have a lot of friends. But as I got older, it just always came naturally to me. So that just basically transformed into, I'll be an accountant. So finance and accounting was what I studied. It was every job I ever had. And then I was really good at streamlining anything financial. So I would go in and just be able to take a 40-hour a week job and take it down to 4 hours. And what I did is after fitness saved my life, I said, you know what? I want to work in fitness. So the way I got in was I applied for the numbers position, but because I was able to streamline it, I always had this free time. So I was like, hey, let me help you out. So I would help out with management, operations, janitorial, yes, and teaching, and started teaching group classes. Love that, but noticed that some people needed a little more attention, so I got certified to do personal training so I could help people
one-on-one. I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah, so I was like loving it. I was this jack of all trades, and I was doing events and having a good time, and it was great. And then several years ago, we moved to Portland, and I got my first job not in the fitness industry in 15, 17 years. And oh my God, I was so stressed. It was horrible because I got that 40-hour a week job down to 4 hours. So by Monday at 12, I was done. And there was no way, there was nowhere to go to have that second job, that third job. Like that was it. Second part, worked for a psycho, never fun. So I was very nervous every day.
I've been there.
Oh,
I've walked out.
So the love of my life looked at me and said, you need to quit this job. And I was like, what am I going to do? And he was like, I don't understand. He goes, you're so good. You always get it down to 4 hours. He goes, why aren't you helping like 10 companies? I said, how do you do that? And he goes, it's called consulting. I was like, okay. So that took me to the MindBody Certified Business Consultant Program. And the rest is history.
And tell me about your first client experience.
My first client
In the industry. Tell me about that.
My first client in the industry is still my client.
Ah, that's a good sign. You're blushing right now.
I love her. Oh my God. I love her.
That's
and
awesome.
the journey that it's taken has just been absolutely incredible. I know that it took her a long time to decide to work with me because there was a lot of emotion surrounding how she felt about money. But once she did, bam.
Can we talk about that?
Party starts.
Can we talk about that emotion
yes.
surrounding around money? Because I work with mostly yoga studio owners, 90% female, and I quite often feel I feel like there's a shyness of them to stand in on their own two feet and say, this is my business. This is what my expectations are. But then also with that financial, that it's okay for me to have goals and personal goals.
So can you tell
the emotion?
I just want to explode?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more than that. Here's the thing. There's three parts to it. There is the emotion of money. There's definitely the emotion of money. But there's also the psychology of money, which is very different.
Yeah.
And then the third part is the practicality of money. And unless you are able to get your arms around all three parts and understand all three and how they work in you, with you, for you, it's always going to trip you up. With the emotions, so many people feel fear when it comes to money, intimidation when it comes to money. Shame is a big one that I see. where people feel they don't deserve to have money. And then you also have the psychology of money. And the psychology of money, yes, absolutely, starts when you're children. Your relationship with money starts to develop when you are like 5 to 7 years old.
Yeah.
And that is something that you carry with you. But here's the thing. It's not just that. There are an infinite number of factors that go into your psychology with money, including what the job market was like when you graduated high school, what the economy was like when you were trying to buy a house, when you got married, why you got married. You can take any situation and it can have a good implication or a bad implication with money. And it all affects you psychologically.
Yeah.
So what happens is that everybody has a completely different journey with money. And then what happens is when you get to the practicality of money, of how to manage your money, one size does not fit all.
Yeah.
Because of the other two factors. So it's understanding how they all work together that basically empowers you when it comes to finance.
Yeah. So tell me, how do you help your clients with that?
We work on all three.
Because it's not just about spreadsheets money, right?
It's not.
I always say, I got to have a t-shirt made. It's not all about the damn KPIs. They're a big part, but
they are. And I'm going to keep cutting you off because I'm
going to. You too. I want you to. I want to hear what you have to say.
There is no time for manners here.
Yeah, go. We're straightforward here.
You're absolutely right. It's not all about the KPIs, because all the KPIs are levers in your business. Yeah. They are just telling you which switches to fix.
Yes.
And the thing is, your KPIs are tied directly to your goals.
Yeah.
So your goal is to grow your business, open up a second location. You have one set of KPIs. You're working towards something very different. But if your goal is to maybe sell your studio in 2 years, completely different KPIs, completely different goals.
Yeah. Some studios can start up really scrappy, right? Not a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And build a really profitable. I have a studio that's $4,000 all in on it. That's it. That's all their expenses. It's a small operation, but it's a profitable business.
Yes. Right?
And then you can have someone that's done $1 million build out and be making $5,000 a month in profit or no profit. Right.
Yes.
And there's a mindset around that, right? You can go big or you can go small, but it really, if you're in the selling part, it comes down to the profit part.
And it does. It does. And what people need to understand is that bigger is not necessarily better.
Yes.
And
bigger comes with big complications too. And
yes. And I'm actually going to backtrack. I'm going to backtrack and I'm going to challenge, because no, it's not all about the profitability.
Okay. No, go.
It is about sustainability.
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
Yeah.
So sustainability means that your business is profitable.
Yeah.
That profit is showing up as cash in your bank account on a regular basis for an extended period of time. And you don't have to be in the building.
Yeah.
That's
The two together work very nicely.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah. You're building a program.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your program. And I want to know specifically for the yoga studio owner or potential owner of what problem your program solves.
So overall, number one, I want to decrease financial anxiety and financial stress for everybody.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is to gain financial control. Because as soon as financial control goes up, anxiety, gone.
Yeah.
So what this program does is help studio owners create an authentic financial process for themselves and for their business.
Okay. So this is not just studio finances. This is about personal as well as, right?
This is about money.
Yeah.
So a lot of the concepts that we are touching upon in the course within the community, those can all be transferred to your personal life as well. And so many of the business owners have done that. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And what we do is we basically wrap our arms around the money mindsets, cash, financial reporting, KPIs, and budgeting and forecasting. And there is a difference between budgeting and forecasting. So it's touching on all of those areas.
Yeah. So tell me about the program, because the format, you told me a little bit before about the format of how you're going to run this.
Yes. So it is basically grown from the work I've done with a ton of business owners one-on-one. Once I started seeing that we were tackling the same things over and over again, I said, okay, I need to work faster and work with more people, because the goal is to help 2,000 business owners achieve this financial control. And I can tell you why after. So from there, we moved it to the group coaching program, and it was awesome. It worked. It was amazing. And this community formed, and people were helping people, and it was phenomenal.
There's community support.
Yes, the community support. They had access to me. It was wonderful. And everyone was making beautiful progress. So at that point, the course was about 4 weeks long, and then everybody would go on their way. And the ones who had the greatest success are the ones that had the accountability and support after the program.
Yeah.
So
love it.
Now what I am doing is providing that additional support and accountability. The program is becoming one where you work at your own pace. You go as quickly or as slowly as you need to, knowing you have the support there to get to the next level.
So it's not everybody has to start on one day.
You go, that's the thing. Your money story is unique.
Yeah.
So your program is unique to you. You choose your own adventure, because depending on what's going on, what your priorities are, what the goals are, will help you know where to go.
Yeah. Tell me more about your clients. Tell me about who your clients are, like what type of people they are.
My people are awesome, because I don't work with assholes.
So. Me too, actually.
Oh, I don't know. No. My people are empowered, strong women.
Yeah.
They are savvy. And what is awesome is watching the confidence that develops as we work together, and having them come and tell me what is going on financially in their business, having them come to me and say, yeah, I noticed this and I did this and this happened. And then boom, it is teaching people how to fish and then watching them succeed and become huge successes.
Nina, I'm opening several new studios right now. So I really love to pick your brain a little bit. What do you think a new studio owner needs to be looking at right from scratch, right from day one, their opening? What's the, other than the retention number, the class numbers and things like that, what advice do you give them?
What I would love to say to every new studio owner is the sooner you wrap your arms around the financial aspect of your business, the quicker you will reach your financial goals.
Yeah.
The books, the numbers, understanding them, it's something that's very easy to get pushed aside because you're busy, there's excitement, you want people in the door, you're focused on revenue, as you should be for a new business. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you can wrap your arms around your financials earlier, guarantee you will be more successful quicker.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I lost my train of thought there. Okay.
That's okay. We can cut. It's okay. Anytime we do that, we just take a break. It gives me a space to edit. Like I just splice it and then, yeah, it's no biggie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it gives you a spike of me going, fuck. Yes. Because you and I both know that at some point, you will need those financial numbers. You will. I guarantee you, you will. And it's up to you if you let them kick you in the ass down the road kind of thing.
I agree with you starting out, because honestly, every new studio, when they start with my packages, they get a KPI spreadsheet. Like they right away, you've got a KPI spreadsheet, because the data, it tells you everything. We always say that the data doesn't lie, right? Unless your numbers are really screwed up, which can happen, or your categories are not set up properly. But the data doesn't really lie, but it gives you strategies. It gives you information to make decisions, right?
Informed decisions. Informed decisions.
Not reactive,
proactive.
Yeah.
But it's also, you're going to know things in your gut. You will. But it is so nice when your gut is backed by data.
Yeah.
Because it is, yes.
Yeah. I have some studio owners that the studio feels successful. But then you go into the numbers. It can feel like a good vibe, but you're giving everything away for free.
Or I have seen where the numbers look beautiful. And the studio owner is, look my numbers, look how well we're doing. And I'll look and I'll say, you're not paying yourself. Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Self-worth and paying ourselves for the studio owner.
Yes.
Go.
Day one, baby. Day one.
Okay. So they should pay themselves. Should they pay themselves for their classes?
If they are working in their business, they need to pay themselves a fair market wage for everything they are doing in their business from day one. So if they are teaching, you pay yourself as a teacher. If you are cleaning, you pay yourself as the janitorial staff. If you are marketing, managing, And you track it. I have one studio where cash flow wise, we may not have the amount of money we need to cover all of those positions yet, but we are tracking it, because the goal is that down the road, your business will pay you back for all of those hours. So you track it, set it up as a loan where you have it aside with the full intent that you pay yourself back one day.
We've got the new owners paying themselves. What about the existing studio owner that, let's say, I come across some coasters. Right. Just got a very relaxed vibe about running the business, not really paying attention, paying themselves just enough to pay their rent or their mortgage at the end of the month, but not really having a growth mindset. But then quite often then they like things change and they get more of a growth mindset. So what would you tell those to be looking at, as opposed differently to the beginning studio owner?
So number one is, my first question would be, what's the goal? So if they were just coasting, cruising, relaxing, and that was the goal, because I have some studio owners where basically they just need the studio to pay for itself, to break even, cover their salary, but they don't need to make a profit off of it because they have other investments and stuff where they're making their money. So for tax purposes at this time, they're just floating, and there's nothing wrong with that, because that's the goal. That's the goal. They love what they do. They love what they do.
And
they
a relaxed, balanced life.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So when the switch flips and you are getting into that growth mindset, okay, did the goal change? So what is the goal? Is the goal that you need an influx of cash because of something that's happened on a personal level? Mm. Is the goal that, as we said, that you're going to sell that studio in a year? Is the goal? It depends on the goal, because the goal will dictate the strategy.
Yeah.
The strategy should never dictate the goal.
Yeah. Good one, Nina.
Thank you.
I wouldn't.
Hashtag smart sometimes.
Smart all the time. You keep it really real with your, you're friends with Stephanie as well, and myself. I think we're in the kind of the keep it real kind of gang.
it is in my bones. It is in my bones, because you know what? Here's the thing. I want to say, what year was this? Gosh, 2004. And I was sitting with my boss at the time, a very successful gentleman, And I analyzed the numbers of his business. And yeah, they were shit. So yeah. I had to sit down and he was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm very successful. Blah, blah, blah. And I had to look at him and I looked at him. I said, do you want me to be honest? Because everyone around this guy, like basically brown nosed
him. Yeah.
And I said, do you want like my full honesty? I said, because quite frankly, this is your wallet and my job is to protect your wallet. And he was like, yeah, be honest. And I said, okay, just so you know, I'm fully prepared to lose my job at the end of this conversation. Here goes.
Yeah.
And I was completely honest. I was nervous as all get out.
Yeah.
And I was completely honest. And ever since that day, I have taken the approach that I am there to protect your wallet, your bank account.
Yeah.
And I am not going to beep with you when it comes to that. Yeah.
Never. I just had an interesting first time experience where I helped a studio close, which was unexpected. It's the first time I've gone through that, but I think my frank honesty helped them make the decision. Most beautiful people, they had the best intentions, hadn't been open for very long at all, but didn't know what they didn't know.
Yeah.
And after a one, I signed a client that day thinking I was going to help them rescue the business. And then the next conversation, it's based on the conversation that I'd had, they realized that they missed two of the kids' swim meets on the meeting on the weekend. And they just, from the conversation, they realized their priorities and what effort it would take. And so I immediately canceled their contract, but then I helped them close easily. It's I think my frank discussion was like, this is a whole new thing. It's if you've got another business, you've got to focus on this. I appreciate your frankness and your directness and your
not everyone does.
No, that's okay though. But that's an important lesson, right? That not everybody's our client.
Not everybody is our client, right? And that's okay. Not for everybody.
I am not boutique fitness. I am not Pilates. I
will tell you that I will always be very honest, because if I can't help you, I will not work with you. Yeah. I will not. I will find the person who can help.
Yeah, exactly.
You. I will do for sure. And the other thing is, and just like everybody, some days I know you need a hug and I will absolutely give you a big virtual hug.
Yeah.
And some days you're going to need a kick in the ass and I'll get in my car and I'll drive to your studio and I'll kick you in the ass.
I had one of my studio owners message me saying, my husband thought you were bullying me. And I absolutely wasn't. But it was one of those situations like, you got to stand in your two shoes. I want you to stand in, I want you to stand in your two shoes as studio owner here. And yesterday I emailed a new studio that's opening and I messaged her on Instagram and I'm like, you're too quiet. Get louder. You've got to be screaming right now. And I'm like, I'm on you. Like your coach is watching.
You are awesome. You are such an invaluable resource to this industry.
Oh, thanks, love.
Like you are. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that we met. I'm going to cry.
Thank you. I'm going to let you keep talking. And then that's going to get spliced into a reel that's going to be regurgitated on Instagram. Speaking of which, you've been turning it up on the gram.
You know what? I have an idea. And once I go, it is go time.
Yeah. So let's just talk about that a second, because I have studio owners that are so fearful of putting themselves out there on social media. And you
did a
30-day thing?
I did. Yeah. For Financial Literacy Month, I did a 30-day thing. Yeah. And my big thing is I believe in bite-sized things. So just even if I have you for 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, and I can give you one little thing to do that will improve you, your life, money-wise, I want to do it. So I'm debating, putting it out to the universe.
Tell me.
500. Of these.
500 what?
500 5-minute bite-sized things you can do. Go at your own speed. go at your own speed. One a day, 5 minutes.
That's your challenge?
That's my challenge. Could I do 500 of these to help people?
Is that what you're doing right now? Or
that's what I'm working on.
Oh, okay. So what number you're on?
I haven't started yet. Because I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing.
But what did the 30 days do for you?
I have no followers. I don't know if people are even seeing it.
What did the 30 days do for you? What did 30 days of consistency do for you?
Social media wise, I definitely gained followers. And here's the thing. For the people that aren't putting themselves out there, do it. Just do it. Just have fun with it. Have fun with it. And because you don't realize who's looking. Because I will tell you a pretty awesome thing was in those 30 days, someone who never liked one of my videos, someone who never commented, nothing, like throw me an emoji, people. They recommended me to be a expert in this money study, this Canadian money study for the financial industry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I was contacted by the research company.
Yeah.
Met with them.
Consistency, right?
To talk about that. And the thing is, that's someone I never knew was even seeing me on social media who recommended me.
I say that for studio owners too, is like, you just got to be consistent with it, because it may take somebody 4 months of lurking you until you get the confidence to go and step into that studio. That one post that goes, okay, I see myself there.
Yes, absolutely. And then the other thing for studio owners, don't forget real life. Get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah, what? It's a bad balance for sure. Yeah.
Ah, meet. Who else is around you?
Yeah.
That's one thing that if I want to go for a walk around the block and meet coworkers and people that I want to work with, I have no choice because I'm virtual. I have no choice really than to go on social media because that's the platform. But for brick and mortar studio owners, yes, absolutely. Get out there, meet people in real life, put yourself out there, video yourself meeting these people in real life. How fun is that? Like everybody, I love that.
I'm heading to California next week and just for a 4 week little vacation. But I have a new client and I get to walk into the studio and say hi in person.
Isn't that awesome?
Everything has been over Zoom. So I'm super excited about that. Yeah.
I am so excited when I meet people that I had met over Zoom.
I remember the first time we all met in person. We all met on Zoom for 3 years probably before. And then we went into COVID and then we all got to, I think it was San Diego, we got to all hug.
There was one event where I wasn't able to make it. And then I just remember in the fall, like it was weird. It was weird seeing everyone in person again.
Weird and wonderful. Awesome. Hey, Nina, tell me something about what people don't know about you.
Something people don't know. I'm a very open book, but one thing you don't know is that I can make up silly songs on the spot. About anything.
Yoga Biz Camp Go.
Yoga Biz Camp with Michael J. Come on, everyone. Time to play. He knows his stuff. You'll know your stuff. Contact him if things get rough. Just stuff like that. If you're in my kitchen, you get to see the dance.
Now, you know that's going to be a reel. It's going to be my new podcast jingle.
I love it.
Nina, I love you.
I love you.
Tell me. Oh, my God. That's too good. Tell me about...
That's one thing I will say. Anyone who works with me, you one requirement everybody has, you have to be able to laugh.
Oh,
if you cannot laugh, you are not my people. Okay, so
jingles included, free in
jingles
the
included, man. Price of admission.
She'll do one. She'll a free jingle for each yoga free studio. Jingles. That should be your Christmas gift.
Everything, everybody. All right. You get a jingle.
Favorite business app or website or tool, or what do you use? What's your go-to?
Oh, you actually introduced me to Moxie. So I have been working on Etsy. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Because once again, invaluable resource, Michael J.
I know, I'm a geek.
Especially when it comes to software, you are.
Yeah, no, I am a software total geek.
Oh, phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
So don't buy an Apple device before you speak to me. I already know what's coming out next. By the way, next week is the new iPhone.
I tell you, you are the go-to, baby.
Don't buy a phone this week.
Yes. And then I have to also say that just having QuickBooks or some way to capture your financials.
Yes.
Personally, I like QuickBooks better than Xero. I'm certified in both, so I know both. What I need the software to do for my clients, I find it easier to do it in QuickBooks.
Yeah, and it's funny. I just had that conversation with the new studio owners. It's, what do we do? I'm like, set up QuickBooks, have a business-only account, have a business-only credit card, hook them up in there, and get somebody to clean it up for you if you don't like finances.
No, but definitely there's tricks and stuff that can be set up. The other thing is, tell your people that I can get them.
You tell them. You're talking to them right now.
For a year. And 30% off? And it's not an affiliate link, that, so I don't make money off of it. But it's 30% off for a year of QuickBooks. And
can we drop that into the? Can we drop that link into the show notes?
You know what?
Go through you.
The link, if it's a link, then it's only 3 months. But if it comes through me and I get your account going, then
you're gonna get a proper
chart of accounts.
And you
get, if I get your account going, I guarantee you will get a proper chart of accounts, not some QuickBooks junk that they drop in.
There you as go. The default. They're gonna DM you where?
I am on Instagram. I am Nina_MoneyGal. You can find me on LinkedIn, Nina Israel. And then my website is Taryn, Taryn, financial.com.
I'm not quite finished yet, though.
I'm telling you how to reach me. If you want this stuff.
You're going to wrap this up?
I'm not trying to wrap anything up. I'll stay here all day with you.
All right. Favorite personal app, website?
Wordle?
What? Wordle. Okay, that's a common one. Yeah.
It's my thing, man. Yeah. It's my thing. I've got to keep my streak going. I love it. I love it.
Keeps the brain going.
Yeah, it makes me think. And I like it because I do it intuitively. I'm like, what do I think the word today is going to be? So sometimes I'm completely off. Sometimes I'm like, oh.
Hey, when does your program start? Launching in October.
Yes.
And October. How do they get the information on that?
Okay, am I allowed to?
I will link it. No, and also you'll send me the links and I'll put it in.
I will send you the links. It'll be through my website that you can go in and
Taryn Financial.
TarynFinancial.com, and there'll be wait list to pre-launch because you'll want to get in early.
Yeah.
You want to get in early for this because I will lock it down. Because I'm not looking for quantity. I'm looking for quality people that want to get in, do the work, learn, have fun, and just skyrocket.
And to connect with you, DM Nina_MoneyGal on Instagram.
MoneyGal.
And follow her. She is being consistent posting. She went from fear to consistency, right?
That's the goal. Get ready because more videos are coming.
I think you should be doing a jingle a day. Honestly, I think that would skyrocket
your
numbers.
It's time to learn a KPI. You can do it. You just have to try.
Keep going.
Oh.
Okay.
Revenue,
sing us out of the podcast.
Look?
Bye. I love you. Oh. Thank you for being on here. And I want you to sing us out of the podcast. Go.
Got your studio, need a KPI? You can do it. You just try. Revenue, retention, acquisition. We don't know. There's a transition. Time to sign up and get your numbers. Oh, gosh. That was very well thought out.
Bye, Nina.
All right. Give me a call at Nina Money Gal. Thank you.
If you are getting any value out of this podcast, I really ask you to help me out. And that's a simple thing. as making sure you're subscribed, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon. Just make sure you're subscribed to me so you'll get the latest episodes. And if you're really enjoying it, please take a moment to rate and review. If you are looking to work with a business coach, thinking about opening a yoga studio, please go to my website, yogabizcamp.com. Feel free to book a no obligation free strategy session with me. Again, that's yogabizcamp.com. And follow me on Instagram at yogabizchamp. See you next episode.